T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thursday, almost to the weekend, and yeah, you've heard the forecast. There's a chance of some showers on Sunday. It's been a long time since I saw rain here. So, you know, a lot of things around here need some rain. I hope that's not going to ruin any activities that you have planned, but I don't know that it's going to be a washout. I guess we'll know more about that tomorrow. Still to come, I want to talk about this this moment when CNN aired the graphic footage of a little girl's corpse, and this was shortly after the Israeli strike that killed 8 children. We'll talk about whether or not that is appropriate, and also we'll talk about this Indiana Attorney General criticizing Bank of America for allegedly discriminating against customers because of their conservative political views and their religious beliefs. Should companies have the right to reject doing business with some people because of their politics and their religion? Also still to come, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has changed his position on book bans after people complained about inappropriate content in the Bible. Yeah, we'll talk about that. There's also something interesting going on in the legislature, and I think it's a rather scary thing. The legislature is working on a bill that would block citizens' access to public records. Not only block the journalists, but block public records from citizens, and citizens apparently can ask to see some of this stuff. It's a repeal of the public records law. David Hammer, investigative reporter for Channel 4 Eyewitness News, joins us on WWL. David, I know you're busy. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
No problem, Scoot. This is a very important defining moment, so I'm happy to come on and talk about it.
Thanks. It seems like they want to be able to hide things. They don't want us to know certain things.
Well, there's not much more explanation for it than that. It's said that this is to protect the deliberative process of government. But as pointed out by some of the members of the legislature yesterday, that's a very slippery slope when you start saying, you know, eliminating whole kinds of communications, emails, texts, government agencies exchange in order to do the business of our public government. And those very things are the things that we have relied on to expose wrongdoing, expose waste and abuse, and expose actual criminal behavior by government officials that have landed some of those officials in prison for stealing tax dollars. So yeah, the people have to understand that this is not about going after individuals. This is not about politics. This is about public access to our public government's activities using our taxpayer dollars.
Well, it seems like if Governor Landry wants this to happen, and it seems like he does, it seems like it's going to happen and pass.
Well, there was some pushback yesterday at the committee hearing, and the sponsor of the bill did say that she's going to work on it before bringing it to the floor and make it more, conducive to passing and having the support of all of or more of the legislators. So clearly some of the pushback, particularly from Republican legislators, to the wording that is very, very broad, that would be essentially a repeal of huge portions of the public records law, is apparently not palatable to enough people in the legislature right now. So that's a good thing for maintaining public access. And I'll just say this, Scoop, you know, there are exceptions already built into the public records law that make it impossible for journalists or anybody in the public to get private information that might be in government records, personnel information, corporate records that are secret, things like that, are already exempt. So to add more exemptions on just any emails or communications by government officials is really restrictive and would make it very hard for us to uncover the kinds of abuse and fraud that we've been able to uncover over the years.
Yeah, and David, the average citizen is not going to take the time to go through public records, and they don't even know what to look for at any given time. But you investigative reporters, you're the ones who know what to target and what to go after, and you've been able to find that information and really reveal corruption in government. So how hindered will you be if this becomes law?
Oh, I think we would be extremely hindered. I can wrap off any number of stories that I've done over the years that where we had to use public records and public records requests to get the information we needed to expose things that the public deserve to know about their government. Think about former Mayor Ray Nagin in New Orleans, who went to prison, was sentenced to prison for 10 years for financial improprieties involving public funds, the lavish trips that he went on a vendor's dime with a credit card. Those things were accessed for, through public records. The access that we have through the Public Records Act, public records showing permitting applications helped me expose falsified plumbing permits that led to and conviction against the head of the plumbing department of the Sewerage and Water Board recently. The 911 director who altered an insurance report and changed records related to an accident he had in his city vehicle. The list goes on and on. And all of those things involve communications and other things that that government officials might try to say are deliberative and therefore not available anymore to the public.
So this essentially protects the politicians from accusations of corruption when they might realize that they can now get away with doing things that are corrupt.
It appears so. If you want to believe that this is something that's simply trying to make it easier to do deliberative government, that's fine. But there are rules about open government that require deliberations to be done in public. So the things that the government is doing to decide how to spend your tax dollars are supposed to be done in public. So if you can find ways to keep us from getting that information as the public or as journalists and do it all in secret, then that appears to be covering up the kinds of things that we've exposed that are illegal in the past.
Are there any kind of Supreme Court cases that support the idea that this information should be free under, say, the First Amendment?
Well, there's certainly the use of the First Amendment has created some of the restrictions that we already have. The idea that something, just because it's in an email or a text message by one government official to another, is somehow covered by the First Amendment or protected from our view is not supported by the Constitution, not supported by any Supreme Court decisions that I'm aware of. And certainly the Freedom of Information Act at the federal level allows access to a lot of these same materials. And the state of Louisiana is not the most open public records law in the country by far. It's got a pretty decent one, but it's not the most open compared to other states. So the idea that somehow the state of Louisiana is giving away too many secrets in their government activities as it stands right now is just not true.
So David, there are Republicans who are not rolling over. They're standing up to this and objecting to this law that would repeal the public records law.
They are saying we need to be very, very careful about what additional restrictions we place on public records, because I think they and a lot of others recognize that open government is the foundation of our democracy, and knowing what decisions are being made and how they're being made by our government about how to use tax dollars is self-dealing not being allowed and all the restrictions that there are on public money they know that that's important. And, you know, politicians do like to protect themselves from scrutiny, and that's just a natural, maybe human instinct is, I don't want people prying on what I'm doing. But when you're handling the public's money and you're right. handling the public's business, that's supposed to be available yeah. to the public.
David, when I heard about this bill, I just became very, very concerned about being able to, for the media to be able to hold government accountable, and that's what the media is supposed to do. I know you're busy, you're working on things. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
No problem, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
David Hammer, investigative reporter for WWL Channel 4 Eyewitness News. I appreciate him taking time to do that. So pay attention to this. There's a bill that would cut off access to public records. And it's a repeal of the public records law. And there's a law in effect right now that gives journalists and gives average citizens access to public records. Why do they want to stop this? It seems obvious that they want to stop this because they want to be able to do things in underhanded ways. They want to be able to do things without anybody seeing what they're doing. And as David Hammer just pointed out, that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to have an open government. These people don't work for a corporation. They're public servants. They work for us. And if we can't hold them accountable, then they can do whatever the hell they want. And I don't think that's good for democracy. I don't think it's good for any of us. Well, I mean, it's good for those who might want to act in ways that some might consider corrupt. But this is really a scary, scary thing. So, you know, don't be bored by the idea, oh, public records law, okay, who cares? No, we should all care about this because it is a threat to open government. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Coming up, a few more words about the blog that I wrote, which is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. Fox News having the courage to call out a Republican Congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, calling her an idiot and trying to wreck the Republican Party. This is bigger than giving Marjorie Taylor Greene the label she deserves, idiot, because she is. But for the Fox News channel to support this editorial, this op-ed piece, is significant because it's a conservative network turning on a conservative. And there's too much camaraderie among Republicans and Democrats. But it seems like it's more that way with Republicans. They don't want to call out their own. To some degree, Democrats don't want to call out their own, but they have a little better record of calling out their own than Republicans. You should not accept somebody in your group that taints the group. And there are Republicans and conservatives in this country who are true Republicans, true conservatives. And they're not on board with the Donald Trump, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetz. They're not on board with those people. Those are the right-wing radicals who are indeed trying to destroy the traditional Republican Party. And the traditional Republican Party shouldn't stand for it. And they should not be afraid to call out their own. So that's what I find so significant in this moment when Fox News calls out Marjorie Taylor Greene in a very blatant way, calling her an idiot. And so that's what's important about this, because this is the kind of thing that's going to tend to disrupt political tribalism. And that's what we have. Everybody sticking together. You know, people not really being honest. There are Republicans who are not honest about Donald Trump because they're afraid. Why are they afraid to say what they really believe? The Republican Party shouldn't be defined by one person. The Democratic Party shouldn't be defined by one person. And so that's what's important about calling out Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, not that they gave her the label she deserves, but calling her out is an indication that you, just because you're a Republican, just because you call yourself a true conservative, you can't get away with whatever you want to get away with. You can't get away with things that defy the true ideology of conservatism. So I like this. I hope it's a trend that continues. All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504 1-800-260-1870. You know, if you just think about this Louisiana bill that is going to block citizens' access to public records, you just can't help but think about what they're trying to hide from us. You know, there's enough secrecy in government. But remember, their job is to serve us. And the media, it is essential that the media is free to hold government accountable. And that's why a repeal of the public records law is a bad thing. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1996, Gavin Rossdale, lead singer of Bush, formerly married to Gwen Stefani, Gavin Rossdale appeared shirtless on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, but the article inside trashed the band, calling them Nirvana wannabes. Wow. That's got to hurt. Yeah, Gavin Rossdale, married to Gwen Stefani, and you know what happened. He was shacking up with the nanny. And, you know, chances are he was involved in the hiring of the nanny. And look, man, if you're going to hire a nanny, you're a woman, and you're going to hire a nanny, and you got a husband that, like, spends a lot of time at home, don't hire some young, good-looking nanny. You know, hire some, you know, skank or somebody we wouldn't be interested in. But it's a shame that he was tempted by that and blew it with Gwen Stefani. But I don't know, maybe they weren't destined to be together anyway. Hey, you heard that Jefferson Parish sheriffs arrested the mother of a 7-year-old because they found cocaine in the classroom. 25-year-old Marie Zalea was arrested. Charges included possession of cocaine with intent to distribute and cruelty to a juvenile. Detectives told the magistrate court that the 7-year-old boy told JPSO that his mommy forgot the bags in his backpack and he put the drugs in his cubby at school. I mean, you know, if you're a parent and you're going to do drugs, man, keep your kids away from that. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air Thursday afternoon. Let's go to Mid-City. Jeff, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show this afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I just wanted to mention about this public records law.
Yeah.
That I was listening to Dr. Silas Lee on a television last night, and he was saying how one of the reasons for this that Jeff Landry is coming up with is that it's made so much work for the Attorney General's office that he hires more.
Wait, Jeff, you're kind of breaking up. So I heard the part where you said...
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. I heard the part where you said it's causing a lot of work for the Attorney General's office, and then you broke up after that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Much better?
Yes.
And I just find that funny because that's the Attorney General's job.
Yeah.
Jeff Landry should know that.
And yet
he's complaining that he had to hire extra workers because there were so many requests, so he just wants to cut off the requests so that they don't have to do their work.
No, you know what? That's a lame excuse. It's too much work because that's your job as Attorney General. It's a lame excuse.
I know.
But it's an excuse because they really want to be able to do things in private, and they don't want you to know what's going on. And as David Hammer explained just a few minutes ago on the show, you know, there were so many stories that they did where they uncovered corruption, and it was because they had access to these public records.
Oh, I know it. Good for them. I'm so thrilled about these investigative reporters. Yeah. That's what journalism is all about.
It's exciting when they get a good report.
Yeah.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Fair amount of consensus on the talk and text line today about the reaction to this proposal to do away with our public records laws in the state legislature. Here's one that says, if Paul Revere were alive today, he'd be warning that the governor is coming. The governor is coming. We overthrew one tyranny in 1776, and now we're facing another.
You know, it's amazing. It's true. And, you know, I mean, do you realize how much Jeff Landry has exposed about himself in the first 100 days? I mean, it's not like he's hiding anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is just laying it all out there that, you know, he wants to turn this state into a right-wing radical state. And while some of you may go, oh, isn't that great, wait till it hits you. Wait till this starts to manifest itself in our state, and you're going to find out how oppressive it really is.
Yeah, you can't really have a functioning democracy unless you have some sort of sunshine, you know. And just like you said, like, what is the point? I read as much about this bill as I could this morning before we came on the air. I still don't understand why they're doing this. I know Landry said, well, it created too much work for the attorney general's office.
It's your job.
It's your job, dude. And if it was too much work, maybe you didn't need to resist so much. Just turn over the effing records and you don't have to lawyer up for it. You know?
But I think he's anticipating what he and legislators might want to do in the future, and they don't want the media or the public to get a hold of that. Why don't they want the public to get a hold of it? Because Jeff Landry doesn't want to go to jail.
Soothsayer Sam is listening today and says, probably like living in 1930s Germany. Seems to me like, according to history, it's getting more and more like it every day.
It is.
And here's another text from the coordinator that says, it's called fascism, Scoot.
Yeah, and I you know, there are people who are so concerned about this country becoming a fascist nation, and yet in their way, in their own way, they support fascism. I mean, there's an aspect of right-wing radicals that supports fascism. And I guess a lot of people don't really know what the definition of fascism is, but right-wing radicals in some ways are just totally supporting fascism in this country.
Democracy is too hard. It's too complicated. It's too slow. It's too nasty. So let's just do the opposite of that, and everyone will get what they want.
Yeah, and I mean, look, politicians can politicians can follow the rules and get rich enough, even following the rules. You don't have to go out of your way to break the rules.
I'll give you two more. Here's one that says, in regard to the conversation about political tribalism and who's more likely to kind of circle the wagons and protect their own, here's one that says, we just watched yesterday an impeachment proceeding with well-documented laws violated and saw all Democratic senators stick together to deny a Senate trial on the facts. Mayorkas walks free because Schumer brought a vote before the Senate not to hear the impeachment. But Democrats are less likely to disrupt the legal rights, Scoot.
Well, that's right, Scoot? You know, I mean, that's one incident. I mean, there are other incidents where Democrats have called. Look, I'm not supporting the Democrats because they're bad at this too. Both sides are bad at this. But when I think about the collective silence when it comes to criticizing their own, Republicans have turned that into an art, and that's why it was so astounding that the conservative network, Fox News, called out Marjorie Taylor Greene, which she deserved it. She is not a policymaker. She's a noisemaker. And I'm not going to go into anything personal there, but she's just a noisemaker. But, you know, we called a bar in Rome, Georgia, her district, and, man, the person who answered the bar, the young bartender, she said she loves Marjorie Taylor Greene. So in that area, they love her, and she'll probably be reelected. But remember, she's on a national stage because she's elected by a small district, and that's what makes up our, you know, legislative process.
Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I was only going to give you a couple more, but I got a couple more good ones in here that are advancing the conversation. In regard to that, the text about how the Senate Democrats all circled the wagon and protect Mayorkas, there's a couple different ways that you can cut this pie. I think you see a certain sort of tribalism among the conferences in Congress, like Democratic senators will often go to bat for other Democratic senators. You know, not in the case of Al Franken, not in the case of Menendez. Same with Republicans, but they're more likely to, I think, I'm not making an assumption, but you know, an informed guess that people in the executive branch or the judiciary are less likely to enjoy protection from elected Democrats or Republicans in Congress because they're in that club. You know, there's many different. It's like a Russian nesting doll. There's like the Freedom Caucus. And then there's the House Republican Conference. And then there's, you know, Capitol Hill Republicans. And then there's all Republicans. And then there's all elected Republicans plus their voters. You know, it's like there's not always a neat way to frame all this, but you can kind of start to draw these parallels. Then there's another text here that says, y'all think MAGA people are a threat, but these left people are shouting death to America. I mean, are there people, you know, in San Francisco and New York and places that are voting for Democrats and also saying death to America? Maybe, probably, but that's not like, you know, main Democratic doctrine, death to America. So you can't hang that on all liberals or all Democrats.
Right. And you know what? And you know, the Democrats, the mainstream Democrats need to shout them down. They need to not be afraid to disassociate with the violence of Antifa. They need to call out those people who are, you know, not representing the full Democratic Party.
Man, just keep getting some really good text here. Here's one that says, why do you think Landry didn't debate anyone? He had to hide his hidden agenda.
Well, I guess I think he thought he was going to win. And even though maybe the polls didn't indicate that was for sure, I think he was in the lead from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of support from the beginning. So I think he was confident he was going to be reelected. And the only thing a debate would do would be hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why he didn't debate. But he may have been hiding. You know, he may have been hiding his future agenda.
Yeah, same reason Trump didn't debate in the Republican presidential primary. There's just no benefit for him to. It's just more opportunities for him to step on a rake. There's no electoral benefit from exposing yourself.
But you know, this presidential race is so close. I mean, even when Trump's in the lead or when Biden's in the lead, it's so close, usually a statistical tie, that you know there's definitely wisdom to a debate for the public between Trump and Biden. I don't think Biden would fare that well against Trump. I don't know. I hope he wouldn't get rattled, but I know the networks are pushing for that to happen, but I don't know that it's going to happen.
I don't think that it will. I'm glad we're talking about this. It's going to be pretty important in a couple months.
Yeah.
I think if I'm Joe Biden's advisor, I say, you don't do it.
I agree.
You don't do any debates. And it's easy for you to get out and say, I am not going to dignify my opponent who fomented insurrection, who's been found liable for rape, who's been found liable for fraud, who's in the middle of these, you know, four different criminal cases. I don't need to debate that person.
Right. I don't think Joe Biden would do well against Donald Trump, who would not play by the rules. He showed that he doesn't necessarily play by the rules of debate.
We've already seen several of those debates.
We've seen that. So Joe Biden would not fare well against Trump in a debate where Trump's not going to follow the rules. And you know, just because of Joe Biden's temperament, he might not do well in a debate. So, yeah, if I were advising Joe Biden, I'd say don't do it. If I were Trump's people, I'd say push for the debate. Push for it.
Even just as a voter in America and somewhat a member of the media, I'm saying don't do it. We don't need the debates at all. I mean, yeah, I would watch it. I would tune in as I always do with a six pack and a bag of popcorn, which is not enough, by the way. But I'm still like, forget it. Like, I don't need to see any more debate between these two people.
I can't imagine that anybody's even undecided. And you know, maybe we should do a show on the undecideds. I mean, is anybody really undecided, or is everybody pretty much figured out who they're going to vote for? Maybe we'll do that one day next week.
I promise you, if there's anybody that's not decided, they are decided. They are just not going to say that they're decided because they don't want to deal with the blowback from saying who they're going to vote for between now and November.
Maybe so. I wonder if there's anybody truly undecided. Maybe we'll get to that next week.
All right. Last one, I promise. This text says, Scoot, fascism is extreme conservatism. It is the opposite of communism of the left.
It is the opposite of communism of the left.
Yes. So you've got communism on the left and fascism on the right. Both communism and fascism are the most extreme sort of manifestations of those two ideologies.
Yeah, but either one's scary. All right, CNN aired graphic footage of a little girl's corpse. after the Israeli strike that killed 8 children. Should they have done that? What do you think? The Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so she is, how old is she today? She's 78 years old today. This was my first crush as a young kid. And I mean, I was young. This was early 60s. I was young. But this was my first crush, and I had that sensation that just surged through my body when I thought about her and when I heard her record. Actress, singer Hayley Mills is 78 years old today, and this was the song that she had a hit on in the early 60s, and I was just so in love with her. Hayley Mills also appeared on a number of other shows, including Saved by the Bell. And she was just so cute. And I thought she was, you know, my girlfriend. But this was her hit song. And Hayley Mills starred, she did both parts. She starred as both twins in the original Parent Trap from a long time ago. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I think it is important for CNN and the networks to occasionally show things like a little girl's corpse, because we need to see the reality. It's so easy for us to sit back in our homes and not see the reality of war. Those of you who have been in combat, you know what it looks like. But there are a lot of people who don't know what it looks like, and I think it's important for us to know what it looks like, because there are Americans who are consistently calling for war. They're thinking that that's the answer. I think we should see what it looks like. And they usually warn you there's going to be, graphic pictures. If you don't want to look, turn away. But by showing that little girl's corpse, as long as they didn't show her face. But I think we in America, we're so damn comfortable. We're so distant from war like that I think we need to see it. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We have breaking news on Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is just coming into our studio. Marjorie Taylor Greene, living up to the label of being an idiot, has offered an amendment to fund Israel for the creation of space lasers. Marjorie Taylor Greene, in this battle over what to spend where, Ukraine, Israeli-Hamas war, this is not a joke.
What?
Marjorie Taylor Greene is attempting to appropriate money for Jewish space lasers.
Wow.
I mean, she is a total cuckoo nut job. She doesn't deserve to be there. But obviously the people in that district of Georgia are cuckoo nut jobs too for putting her in this position to be on the national stage. She is an embarrassment to the public Republican Party. She is an embarrassment to humanity, and she should just shut her mouth. But she doesn't have the ability to keep it shut.
Give Israel space lasers. Great, that's fine. There are 216 other Republicans in the conference that could have offered this amendment and not had the entire nation point and laugh at them. It has to go to MTG, who's already the famous Jewish space lasers queen.
Okay.
Give me a break.
In 2001, Marjorie Taylor Greene went on Facebook, and she had posts from 2018. They went back and found posts where she blamed California wildfires on lasers of blue beams of light directed by a corporate entity connected with the Rothschild family, who are Jewish. So she was talking about this in the past, and now she wants to give money to Israel to create space lasers to fight Hamas. How does any Republican not denounce this? And Fox News was totally right in calling her an idiot. And other Republicans should call her an idiot, too. And there are other ways to describe this person. This is wacky stuff. This is borderline insanity. I mean, this doesn't even make sense. And it comes from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And right after being called an idiot, trying to wreck the Republican Party, this is her answer? Talking about an amendment to appropriate money to create Jewish space lasers. Wow. All right. If you want to join us, the Okunart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let me remind you, the password of the day for Jazz Fest tickets is etouffee. Etouffee. Go to the website, take that password, go to the website, wwl.com/contest, and register to win. And you also get a pair of passes on the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle, which is the best way to go from downtown. Plenty of parking downtown. You park downtown, you get on the shuttle, and you just head right to the Jazz Fest. They take you right into the infield. It's a great way to go. So all you have to do is go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. Use the word etouffee, and you are registered to win tickets to the first Jazz Fest, and that is from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest, and WWL. All right. We still have to talk about this attorney general in Indiana who is criticizing the Bank of America for allegedly discriminating against customers because of their political and religious beliefs. And we're talking about conservatives. They're discriminating against conservatives. And Ron DeSantis is changing his position on book bans after people used the criteria to complain that the Bible should be banned. Well, there are prostitutes in the Bible. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. MTV went on the air August 1st, 1981. For years, MTV played pop-oriented music. Duran Duran, Dexy's Midnight Runners, Cyndi Lauper, Rick Springfield. It was all pop-oriented stuff. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this is the day in 1987 MTV acknowledged heavy metal when Headbangers Ball debuted. It was a weekly show that was dedicated to heavy metal. And I remember, like, this was kind of a big deal from MTV because they were so pop-oriented for 6 years, and now they've recognized heavy metal. And the show, as far as I remember, did pretty well, so there was an audience for it. All right, to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis changes his position on book bans, and should you be able to reject conservatives or zealot Christians when you're doing business? Should you just do business with the people that you agree with? I don't think that's good business, but should you have a right to do that? We'll talk about the Indiana Attorney General critical of Bank of America for allegedly discriminating against conservative Christians. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.